Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox. With me today is Francesca Civilotti. Francesca is one of our teachers at LSATdemon.com. Francesca also helps do a whole bunch of stuff on the back end, including responding to students via our ask button. Francesca, you brought this email from the ask button to the show. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. It's mostly Dylan who does ask button stuff these days, but I did hop on and I saw this one and I thought it was kind of interesting because it sounds a lot like questions that I get pretty often about the same thing or about similar things. But basically the student was wondering whether we could clarify the sentence, "Do you agree with it?" when we ask students to evaluate logical reasoning arguments. We say, "Well, what do you think about it? Do you agree with this argument?" And the student said, "I'm not sure if this is a trivial thing that I picked up, but I thought the purpose of evaluating an argument is to look at it objectively. Whether I agree with it or not, or whether I find it valid, has nothing to do with me choosing the correct answer."
So just to be clear with our listeners, this is a relatively narrow area of logical reasoning. It's one type of logical reasoning question. We call it an evaluate question. The question it'll present an argument, and then the question will say, which one of the following would be most useful to know in order to evaluate the argument? Or it'll say, which one of the following questions would be most helpful in evaluating the argument? So that's what we're talking about here, is an evaluate question for logical reasoning. And you're telling me, Francesca, that sometimes in your classes, you'll say, "Well, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about the argument?" You'll ask that to a student.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that this isn't quite, it doesn't just apply to evaluate questions, I'd say, because of course, evaluate questions are going to ask students to evaluate the argument and say, you know, what do they actually think about it? But I think that just as a practice, when we're dealing with logical reasoning passages, if they're arguments, we want to ask ourselves, what do I think about it? Is this a good argument? Do I agree? Is this does it hold water? Or is it an invalid argument? So I would say this is something that we're doing on pretty much every argument that shows up on logical reasoning. And yeah, it's confusing because there is a sense of, okay, well, I need to argue to deal with this argument on its face, objectively. So my personal opinions shouldn't matter. But I would say that that's a misunderstanding of what it means for an argument to be valid or invalid. Because whether it's valid or invalid is actually an objective question, right? Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're always attacking arguments. We're always evaluating arguments. That's something that we should be doing naturally and constantly. And we should be doing that before we ever know that this is an evaluate question. I mean, yeah, evaluate, by the way, is a pretty rare question type. I mean, I would guess that it's something like 5% of all the questions turn out to be formally evaluate questions. But we're constant, nonstop evaluating the arguments. And we're essentially, what you're doing, if you're doing it right, you're just expecting the argument to be bullshit. And you're gonna try to tell them why it's bullshit. Now, the question could end up asking you to strengthen the argument or weaken the argument or identify a flaw in the argument or identify an assumption of the argument. Or maybe it just asks you what was the conclusion of that argument or what was a method of reasoning that they used in that argument. But it doesn't really matter because I'm always just gonna be attacking the argument. And I'm essentially saying, hey, what's your evidence? What's your conclusion? And unless your evidence fully justifies your conclusion, like just makes it unavoidable, then I'm always going to be saying, well, you know, this is potentially bullshit because this evidence doesn't really necessarily justify this conclusion. So I am in the process of evaluating that argument. Yeah, so this student is like, well, but what I think about it isn't really relevant, but it absolutely is, because it's your opinion of the logic of the argument, which exactly, you said, Francesca, is a matter of fact.
I would say yes. Whether an argument is logically valid or not is something that can objectively be determined. For example, if the author is making an argument about whether or not, you know, Fridays are a fun day, it doesn't matter whether you think that Fridays are a fun day or not, but it matters whether you agree that the author has proven or failed to prove that Fridays are a fun day or not. That's the difference.
Yeah. I wonder if we can flesh this out. This is kind of hard when we try to make up arguments on the fly or make up, you know, LSAT questions on the fly. But if the conclusion was, therefore, Friday is a fun day, and, you know, if their evidence had been something like, well, on Friday, it's karaoke.
Yeah, you know? I would say that's not a valid argument because you haven't made the connection between it being karaoke day and it being a fun day. Maybe you hate karaoke. Maybe karaoke is your worst nightmare.
Right. If it was like Friday's karaoke day, therefore it's a fun day for Nathan, then, you know, you would. So before you even get to the question, you would be like, well, wait a second now. Is Nathan the type of guy who likes karaoke? I mean, so you're asking that question already, right? You're like, this is potentially bullshit because do we know if Nathan likes karaoke? You're necessarily assuming that Nathan likes karaoke. To strengthen this argument, we would add the fact Nathan likes karaoke. To weaken this argument, we would add the fact Nathan hates karaoke. And then when it turns out to be an evaluate question, you know, which one of the following would be a useful piece of information to help us evaluate the argument? Yeah, it's a matter of fact that we need to know whether or not Nathan likes karaoke.
Yeah, I would love the piece of information that I'd love to know there is, does Nathan enjoy singing drunk in front of a bunch of strangers?
Yeah, and the answer to that is going to be decidedly no, absolutely not. I think that, yeah, we did it. We managed to do it, Francesca. Good job. We came up with an example of an argument that was incomplete because we had a premise, Friday is karaoke day, and a conclusion, therefore it's a fun day for Nathan. And we, you know, it's just not, the argument has a missing piece in it. And no matter what type of question it turns out to be, you attack that argument. You say, hey, wait a second now. Let's think this through. I don't really think you've gotten there yet. We need to know this thing. And then, yeah, no matter what type of question it turns out to be, that missing piece of information is going to be the answer. Yeah. When it's an evaluate question formally, it's like, it's really just like, hey, what do you need to know?
Yeah, to circle back to this student's question, and I mean, tell me if you disagree, but how I would put this the most succinctly, I would say, is I don't care about how you feel about the conclusion, about the thing that is being tried to be the thing that you're trying to prove, but I care about how you feel about the argument and how you got to that conclusion.
Yeah, we're not asking you for your opinion of whether Nathan likes karaoke. We're asking you, when we say, what do you think about that argument? We're asking you what you think about the logic of the argument. So does the premise, Friday is karaoke day, justify the conclusion, therefore it's a fun day for Nathan? And you need to be able to say, well, I don't even know who Nathan is, but we need to know if we're evaluating this argument. And by the way, both teams should be doing this, right? Like if you're the prosecution or if you're the defense, you should be looking at that argument and going, well, clearly the thing that's missing here. And this is like an issue spotting, you know, this is very law school, by the way. This is like exactly what you're going to be doing on your exams in law school. You're going to be spotting the issue. You're going to be going, well, the critical thing we need to know here is whether Nathan likes karaoke. And you spot that, and then the question that they ask you, you've already answered it before they even ask you the question. And that's really when you're doing logical reasoning the easy way.
Totally.
Cool. Thanks for bringing this to the show. Anything else you want to say about it before we wrap it up?
I don't think so. Good luck studying to the student who wrote this in.
Yeah, it's easier than you think, you know, like you should be. I think frequently on an evaluate question, you're sort of predicting it before you even read the question, right? You're just attacking the argument and it's not a surprise when they say, hey, what's the piece of information that we really need to know? Because you should have, as a lawyer, already spotted, yeah, here's the piece of information that we need to know.
Yeah, I think it's important to just double click on the fact that we're doing this on pretty much every question. This is why we don't teach in terms of question types, is because the process is the same. Whatever the question's going to ask,
yeah,
you
that's
want
an interesting...
to dig into the argument.
Yeah, so you just said something that I like. You said we don't, well, I want to clarify a little bit. You said we don't teach in terms of question types. And that's slightly wrong because question types do matter, like the difference between a sufficient assumption question and a necessary assumption question. Mm-hmm. It's two different types of questions that they're asking you, and you might need to learn a little bit of the theory, you know, behind the organization of the test. But you're absolutely 100% right that we don't lead with question types. We're not reading the question first. We're always reading the argument first because that's the easy way. You know, why don't you read the question first? Because it's just easier not to. All right. It's easier to attack these arguments, know what's missing. And then when we see, then it's just answer the question. I mean, what are they asking you? And yeah, the questions that they ask you fall into these types. And yeah, the types do differ from one another. And you can learn some stuff about question types, but we're never thinking about that first because we can so frequently predict the answer before we ever even mess with the question. Like knowing that this is an evaluate question would not have helped me in assessing the weakness in the argument. Mm-hmm. Right? Same thing, by the way, if it's a strengthen question, or it's a weaken question. Yeah, whatever. I don't need to know whose team I'm playing for. I need to know, you know, let's look at the battleground. The argument is the field of battle, right? And so why not just see what's going on in the battle? Then if it says, well, you're playing for this team, you know what you would do, or you're playing for that team, you know what you would do. But it's just not helpful to know the question first because we should always be evaluating the argument first.
Yeah, the process remains the same.
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming on, Francesca. Thanks for proposing this for the show. This is super helpful. More like this to come in the future. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.